And Hashem says to the Satan, I'm going to make a test for Avram and Yitzchak together, and it'll prove both things at one time. It'll prove to the world that Avram is a tzaddik for Hashem and not for himself, and that Yitzchak is also such a tzaddik that will keep his word, even to give up his life for Hashem. And Satan, you should know that if Avram and Yitzchak pass this test, the Jewish people have such a bracha for all time, you'll never be able to stand against them and make trouble for them. And the Satan said, just you wait, I'm going to mess up this test, something that you won't be able to ever say anything good about them again. I'll get them. And so Kinalach was the biggest test, called the Akedah. Akedah Yitzchak. It was a test for Avram and also a test for Yitzchak. And this is what happened, kiddies. One day, Hashem says to Avram, he loves him very much and he calls him twice. And Avram says to Hashem, Hineni, here I am, I'm ready, Hashem, whatever you say, I'm ready to listen and do whatever you say, Nasa v'nishma. And he says, Avram, I want you to take your son, the one that you love, Yitzchak, and I want you to take him to a place that I'm going to show you, and I want you to make him over there to be a korban on the Mizbeach, a korban for me. Kinalach, right away Avram could think a lot of things against Hashem, because everyone knows a korban means you're going to get killed. And Hashem promised Avram that Yitzchak will be one of the avos of the Jewish people, and now he's saying to go kill Yitzchak. And Hashem says in the Torah, you're not allowed to kill anybody. Many questions can come into the head. What is Hashem saying? Does this make any sense? What's going on? And Kinalach, Avram did not even think against Hashem anything. He just said, Hashem says I should make Yitzchak a korban. That's what I'm going to have to do. He did not even think against Hashem anything. And Nachazach, Hashem did not tell Avram when to go. He just said, go and take him for a korban on a certain place that I'm going to show you, on a certain mountain. Did he say when? He did not say when. He didn't say go tonight or tomorrow or next week. He just said, take him. Avram could have waited a day, a week, a month, even a year. He could have said, yeah, I'll do it, but you know, I'll do it next year, I'll do it in a few years. But Avram did not do it that way. He says, Hashem said something. When Hashem says something, that's the most important thing in the whole world, and that's what I'm going to do, the first thing, with great zerizus. I'm not going to push it off. Because number one, when you do a thing right away, it shows how much you love that thing. And number two, Avram knows, if he pushes it off, the Eitz Hara might come, and he might forget about it completely. Because the beginning is when you push it off, and he'll say, I'll do it later. And mommy calls you again, you still didn't pick up your toys? Later, mommy, in 5 minutes. And during those 5 minutes, you do something else and forget about it completely. So then you see the Eitz Hara, when he says later, he meant don't do it at all. And so Kinalach Avram started getting everything ready. And early in the morning he's going to leave and take Yitzchak to the Akedah. But one thing, he did not tell Sarah where he's going. And he did not even tell Yitzchak where they're going. He just said to Sarah, Sarah, tomorrow morning early, I'm leaving with Yitzchak on a trip. And Sarah says, well, where are you going? Well, I want to take Yitzchak to the yeshiva to learn. Over there in yeshiva, I think he should learn with Shemin Aver, the yeshiva of Noach, Shemin Aver. Noach had already passed away, and over there, the Rosh Yeshivas were Shemin Aver. Shem was the son, and Aver was the Enikel. He did not tell Sarah he's going to go and kill their son. Do you think a mother would let the father go and kill the son? Even for Hashem? It's my son! Chas v'shalom, to kill him? I will never let my son die. And the mother wouldn't let. And Yitzchak, he says, early in the morning, we're going to get up early, earlier than usual. And we're going on a trip to a place, a special place, to yeshiva. Now, he wasn't really, chas v'shalom, telling a lie. He wanted to take Yitzchak to the yeshiva. But he knows on the way to yeshiva, they have to do this special thing. And that's what Hashem wants. What he wants, of course, he'd love to take Yitzchak to yeshiva, but Hashem wants that he should be a carbon. And so, kinelach, the next morning, Avraham woke up early in the morning, and he saddled his donkey himself. He was excited to do the mitzvah for Hashem. And he chopped wood to take for the korban, because you have to have special wood without any worms, and it has to be a lot of dinim about the wood, how perfect it has to be, and dry wood. He chopped up the wood for the korban. He took a sharp knife for the shechita, and he took Eliezer with him, and Yishmael went with him. And he got Yitzchak ready, and they started to go. And Yitzchak is carrying the wood on his shoulder, and they're going. And they're going 1 day, 2 days, and 3 days. They're traveling a long time. And as they're going, kindalach, Yitzchak says, "Ta, I mean, isn't it a little bit strange that we're carrying all this wood and a big knife? I mean, it's like we're going to make a korban or something. But I don't see any animal for the korban. Usually, if you're going to make a korban, there's an animal. But we have everything for the korban except the animal. And Ta, aren't we going to yeshiva? I don't understand." And kiddies, Avram says to Yitzchak, "You're right. If Hashem is going to give us the animal, we're going to make the animal for the korban." And Yitzchak says, "But well, what if not, huh? What's going to be then? Because we have everything ready for the korban, but the animal." "Well, son," says Avram, "if we don't have an animal that Hashem is going to give us, you are going to be the korban for Hashem." And Yitzchak heard that he is going to be a korban for Hashem. And he made up his mind, if that's what Hashem wants, that's what Hashem wants, that's what I'll give Hashem. I'll give Hashem myself to be a korban for Hashem, if that's what Hashem wants. And the father and his son, Avraham and Yitzchak, walked together, both to do the Ratzon Hashem. And finally, they come near a certain mountain. And Avram sees that around the mountain are going clouds, around and around. All the other clouds are going in the sky, blowing in the wind like usual. And these clouds were circling around the mountain, not blowing away. And Avram thinks to himself, maybe this is the sign from Hashem that this is the mountain he wants us to go to. Because he says, go to a mountain that I'm going to show you. This must be a sign from Hashem that this is the mountain that Hashem wants us to go to. And he says to Yitzchak, "Yitzchak, do you see anything special on that mountain over there?" And Yitzchak says, "Yeah, I see clouds. They're going around and around, and they're not blowing away like the other clouds in the sky. That's what I see." And Avram says to Eliezer, "Eliezer, do you see anything over that mountain?" Eliezer says, "Well, I see the sky and a few birds, and that's all about it. I don't see anything special over there." Eliezer didn't see the clouds. And Avram says to Yishmael, you see that mountain over there? Do you see anything strange over there? Ishmael says, no, I just see a mountain, you know. What's the big deal? I see a mountain, that's it. Avram and Yitzchak could see the special clouds, Kinalach and Eliezer, and Ishmael could not see the clouds. You know why that is? Because Avram and Yitzchak were halik. A tzaddik with halika eyes sees things that other people can't see. Because a tzaddik has a special halikite. And even his body is halik. Even his eyes are halik. And when he looks at something, he sees different than we see. That's why it's very special when the Rebbe Shlita looks at you. The look of a tzaddik can do certain things that other people can't do. And that's also why people run and hide when the Rebbe is coming. They don't want the Rebbe to look at them. They're embarrassed. Because they know the Rebbe sees more than just what they're wearing. Or more than their coat and their scarf. The Rebbe sees things that goes on with them. The Rebbe sees things they do. Or they did. And Avram knew this is the place they have to go for the Akedah. And they start to go up the mountain. But Avram said to Yishmael and Eliezer, you stay here with the donkey, and we will go up the mountain ourselves, and we'll come back to you. He didn't want anybody else to be there. Only Avram and Yitzchak should go by themselves. Because Avram knows this is a very halakha mitzvah. He doesn't want an ayin hara. He doesn't want anybody there that's not going to understand what's going on, or to chas v'shalom stop it. And so they're going up the mountain, schlepping the wood and the knife. And both of them are going together. All of a sudden, there comes down the mountain on the road an old man. And he goes over to Avram and he says, Avram, I see that you're going up the mountain and you're carrying wood and you're carrying a knife, a very sharp knife. It looks like you're going to make a korban, but I don't see the animal. Avram says, well, we'll see what's going to happen. And the old man says, are you going to make your son to be a korban, Avram? Is that what you think you're going to do? Avram says, well, what if that would be? He says, you're going to kill a child? A boy? Aren't you the famous Avram Avinu who believes in Hashem and the Torah? And Hashem says you're not allowed to kill? You're not allowed to kill a person? And a korban is only an animal? And aren't you the Avram Avinu who is supposed to be one of the avos of the Jewish people? And where are the Jewish people going to come out from? From Yishmael? Not the Jewish people come out from Yishmael. Isn't it supposed to be from Yitzchak, who was born through miracles? And now you're going to kill him before he has children? And aren't you the great Avram Avinu, who was kind to everybody and nice? And now you're going to kill somebody? And the old man says, what will your wife say? Don't you love your wife? Don't you want to make her happy? You think it's going to make her happy that you kill your child? Who she davened for her whole life? Who she challeged for all the years? And now you take him and kill him? Avram says, this is not my idea. This is from Hashem. And the old man says, Avram, you're an old man. Maybe you're having dreams at night. Maybe it's not true. Maybe you think Hashem speaks to you, but maybe he really doesn't. And Kinalak, all of a sudden, Avram Avinu figured out what's happening here. This is no regular old man. This old man is trying to stop Avram from going and doing what Hashem said. He is trying to stop a mitzvah from happening. And Avram knows that the one that's job is to stop a yid from doing a mitzvah is the Yetzer Hara. inside of this old man is the Yetzer Hara. And so it was, Kinelach, the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, is trying to stop the Akedah from happening, because he knows this is going to be a very halakha thing. And so Avram decided he's not going to listen to this old man. He won't talk to him. He won't answer him. And the old man tried to talk and talk and talk, and he saw Avram Avinu was not paying attention. He was treating him like he was nothing. And finally the old man went away. And Avram and Yitzchak keep going up the mountain. And after a while, a young boy is walking on the road on the mountain. And he goes over to Yitzchak. Oh, hello there. What's your name? Oh, my name is Yitzchak. Oh, what are you doing with all that wood? And I see your father has a very sharp knife. What's going on over here? What are you going to do with that wood? Well, I really can't tell, you know. I can't really talk about it, but I'm just doing something special. Wait a minute. That's the kind of special wood that's used for a korban, isn't it? And that kind of a sharp knife, isn't that used to shecht an animal? Are you and your father going to make a korban? Well, yeah, we're going to make a korban up on the mountain. Yeah, but I don't see an animal. Hey, wait a minute. Are you going to be the korban? Well, maybe I will. You know, I'll do anything for Hashem. And the boy says, wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to think of others, not just yourself? You want to give your life for Hashem. You're thinking about yourself. What about your mother? What's she gonna say when you never come home again? You're gonna break her heart. Aren't you the Yitzchak who believes in the Torah and it says kibud av ve'eim, and in making your parents happy and giving them nachas? You think the nachas of a child is to kill himself because he wants to be something special? And Yitzchak starts to think, well, my father says this is what Hashem wants. Whatever Hashem wants is the best. And the boy says, your father, wait a minute, did you hear Hashem said it, or your father? Yitzchak says, well, I've never heard Hashem speak. Only my father says whatever Hashem tells him, he tells me. Wait a minute, your father's an old man. How do you know he's not making it up? Maybe he has a dream, and he thinks Hashem is speaking, and it's an old man having a dream. You know how old people are sometimes. Maybe your father is having a dream, and Hashem never really said, because Hashem said in the Torah other things, like kibud av ve'eim, and being nice to people, and not to kill people, and all of a sudden you're doing all these things. All of a sudden Yitzchak understood what's going on here. This boy is a little too smart and a little too tricky, and all he's trying to do is stop the mitzvah from happening. And Yitzchak makes up his mind that this must be the Yetzer Hara. And so it was, kiddies. The Yetzer Hara turned himself into a little boy, into a young boy, and he came to Yitzchak to throw his cup and try to stop him and talk him out from doing the Akedah. The Yetzer Hara gets very tricky and very convincing. You start believing him. But all he wants is one thing, to stop a mitzvah. And the more halik the mitzvah is, the harder he tries to stop it. And Yitzchak decides he's not going to listen, and he's not going to talk back, he's not going to answer nothing. He's going to just not pay any attention and treat the boy like he wasn't even there. Which is, by the way, kind of look like it says in Tanya, if you're davening, and your neshama now is getting very halik for Hashem, that's when the Yetzer Hara comes and tries to stop your davening. It says in the Zohar that the time of davening is a time of a war. The Yetzer Tov is doing his job for Hashem, and the Yetzer Hara comes and makes a big war. And the war takes place in your head, with all kinds of thoughts coming into your head to stop your davening. And in your heart, all kinds of feelings that will take you away from your davening. And what you're supposed to do is not answer back the Yetzer Hara. It's like a guy comes and starts draining your cup, and instead of answering him, you just go on davening stronger and better, and point that finger and say those words and look at those halakha letters, and you go on davening with all your koyach. And if you do that, the Yetzer Hara will go away from you. But if you start to think about what he says and start to answer him back, and if you start to pay attention to him, that's his trap, and he gets stronger and stronger until he puts you into the jail, Chas v'Shalom. So the way is just to not pay attention and be stronger in the mitzvah you're doing. And Avraham and Yitzchak are going on now even stronger than before, and the Yetzer Hara was getting very angry and very frustrated and very upset. I have to stop them. And he turns himself now into the next thing. Avram and Yitzchak go around the road, going up the mountain, and all of a sudden there's a gigantic, strong river, like we learned about Gihon. A very strong river is all of a sudden going there, a big river, just going so strong, without a bridge. And to go up the mountain, they have to go through the river. And Avram thinks to himself, that's funny, I don't remember a river ever being here. Where did this river come from? And Yitzchak says, well, Todd, I mean, maybe we can't go up the mountain, maybe we should turn back. I mean, this is a very, very rough and dangerous river. No, Yitzchak, we're going through. Lift the wood above your head so it doesn't get wet. And let's go through the river. And they start going deeper and deeper in the river. And it's so strong and powerful, it's about to knock them down. And they're going and going until they get up to their necks. And they get up to their chin, and it's getting deeper. And one more step, kinalach, and they're going to chas v'shalom drown in the river. Ta, shouldn't we go back? Avram says, just go right through. And they take that one more step, not paying attention to the river, and all of a sudden, the river disappeared. Because that river was the Yetzer Hara also, to try to stop them. And the Yetzer Hara sees when you can't stop a yid, if a yid just keeps going on, the Yetzer Hara has no more koyach against him. He can't stand against the yid who goes with Hashem, with Mesiras Nefesh, and doesn't give up. The Yetzer Hara cannot have koyach against Mesiras Nefesh. No way. Because the Yetzer Hara doesn't have Mesiras Nefesh. Not the same way that a Yid has. And so they keep going, kinalach, up the mountain. And the Yetzer Hara did other tricks with wind and with the rocks they had to climb over. But they didn't get any spoil, they didn't give up. And finally they got up on the top of the mountain. And over there was a Mizbeach already there that was partly broken. And this Mizbeach was made from 12 stones. And this Kinalach was the same Mizbeach that Adam made Karbonason, and that Noach made Karbonason, and before that Cain and Hevel used the same Mizbeach. And Noach after the Mabul. And later on, this is the same place that the Beis HaMikdash was built. And the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash was built there. And this is the same place that Hashem made Adam. Exactly in that place, Adam was made from the dirt. And this is called Har HaMoriah. And now it's in Yerushalayim, and over there is still the Kosel in that mountain. Because this is the Halakha mountain of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is where we're going to go when Mashiach comes back to the third Beis HaMikdash. And it's the most halakhic place in the world. And Avram now fixes the Mizbeach, because it had been broken after the Mabul. And Avram now gets ready to make the Korban. And Yitzchak says, Ta, tie me up. I'm afraid that I'll get scared and run away. Tie me up so I should be a korban for Hashem, and I shouldn't run away because of I'm scared. And he tied his hands together and his feet together, and then he tied his hands and his feet together behind his back. So his hands and his feet were tied together behind his back. That's called akeda. And that way there's no way he can run away. because he was afraid of himself. Maybe in the last minute he'll get scared and run away, and he didn't want to run away. And so Avram put the wood on the Mizbeach, and he put Yitzchak on top of the wood facing up, and he got the knife ready, and he got the fire ready, because he had to burn up the carbon to Hashem, and he had a thing to make fire that he got ready. And he lifted the knife up into the air to bring it down on his son's neck and to shecht him. Because that's what you have to do for a korban, you have to shecht him. And he's about to bring the knife down on the neck of Yitzchak to shecht him and make him a korban to Hashem and burn him up on the Mizbeach with all the wood. And all of a sudden, the Malachim came down to see what's going to happen. Is Avram really going to kill his son Yitzchak? Is it going to really happen like that? And the Malachim were crying. And the tears were falling down, and because Yitzchak was looking up, because he was on his back, the tears went into his eyes. The tears of the Malachim fell into Yitzchak's eyes. And the knife is about to come down in his neck, and all of a sudden Hashem sent the Malach, and the Malach called out, Avram, Avram. And Avram said, yes, here I am. He says, stop and don't bring the knife down on your son's neck and don't shecht him. Avram says, what? He says, yes, Hashem is only testing you to see if you'll do the Ratzon Hashem only for Hashem and not for yourself. And now Hashem knows that you're a Yada Elohim, that you have fear of Hashem, and you've proved to the world and the Yetzer Hara that you do mitzvahs for Hashem and not for yourself. Not only this mitzvah, but all the other mitzvahs you've done are also for Hashem, everybody could see, not for yourself. Avram says, but shouldn't I make at least a cut on his neck? At least something? Otherwise, why did I come here? No, not even a cut. All of a sudden, Kinalach, Avram saw in the bushes a ram. A ram is a kind of a shepsela with horns that used for karbonis. Now, the shofar comes from this. This ram is a very special animal. This ram had been waiting by the mountain for more than 1,000 years. Almost 2,000 years, in fact. This ram was made on the first Erev Shabbos of the world, together with Adam, the same time, a little bit later than Adam actually. And this ram knew that one day, on this mountain, he has to be a korban, a special korban for Hashem. And the ram was waiting by the mountain, night after night and day after day, year after year, for more than 1,000 years, between 1,000 and 2,000 years. He knew someday he's supposed to be a korban on this mountain. And now, on this day, he saw Avram and Yitzchak, and he saw Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, and he said, oh, that little boy shouldn't be on the Mizbeach. I should be on the Mizbeach. I'm supposed to be a korban. Maybe this is why I'm supposed to be here. And the ram decided he's going to run over to the Mizbeach and show himself to Avram and ask Avram to make him to be a korban for Hashem. But Kinalach, the Yetzer Hara, was also on the mountain. He had not been able to do his tricks like an old man, or as a boy, or as a river, or anything else. And he was walking back and forth, stomping back and forth, thinking, what can he do to mess up the Akedah? All of a sudden he saw this ram. This beautiful ram with horns. And he sees, oh, aha, now I understand. maybe this ram will be a korban instead of Yitzchak. Who knows what's going to happen over here? Who knows what tricks Hashem can do? And he ran over to the ram as the ram was going to Avram, and he caught him by his horns, and he took him to the bushes, and he tied up his horns in the bushes so he couldn't move. He says, I'm going to mess this up somehow. And he made the ram to be all tied up in the bushes, and the ram was trying to get out, and Avram saw him in the bushes. And Avram says, okay, if I cannot make my son Yitzchak to be an Akedah, to be a Korban, I'm going to take that Vigor, that ram over there. And Avram ran over and he untied the ram's horns in the bushes. It was all tangled up. And he brings them over to the Mizbeach. And the ram had a big smile on his face. He was so happy because after all these thousands of years, finally he got to be a Korban for Hashem. And he cut off the horns. And one horn, Kindalach, is the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. Because when we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem remembers the Akedah. And it's just like we did the Akedah, and we get all the brachas from the Akedah every Rosh Hashanah. And it shows that a yid has to be given to Hashem, and do things for Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh.